Good Friday morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your home for our last time together this week as we are starting our day off together, spending a few moments in God's precious Word. Today we are in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 21. And in today's reading, Paul describes the relationship between wives and husbands to emphasize the oneness of God's people in union with Christ. In addressing wives and husbands, he reflects the levels of authority in households and marital hierarchy that were prevalent in Paul's day. And God's saving word for us today and all this week has been faith. So, let's begin reading Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 21. Submit yourselves one to another because of your reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband has authority over his wife just as Christ has authority over his church. And Christ is himself the Savior of the church, his body. And so wives must submit themselves completely to their husbands, just as the church submits itself to Christ. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. He did this to dedicate the church to God by his word, after making it clean by washing it in water, in order to present the church to himself in all its beauty, pure and faultless, without spot or wrinkle or any other imperfection. Men ought to love their wives just as they love their own bodies. A man who loves his wife loves himself. None of us ever hate our own bodies. Instead, we feed them and take care of them, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. As the scripture says, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and unite with his wife, and the two shall become one. There is a deep secret truth revealed in this scripture, which I understand as applying to Christ and the church, but it applies to you. Every husband must love his wife as himself, and every wife must respect her husband. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, where the Apostle Paul says, submit yourselves to one another because of your reverence for Christ. You know, this is a very contentious passage of Scripture. So many churches stay away from this thing. As a matter of fact, even the American Bible Society, who, you know, I use this as the outline for our daily Bible readings, they kind of back off here, and he says, in addressing wives and husbands, who reflects the levels of authority of in households and marital hierarchy that were prevalent in Paul's day. And so even the American Bible Society is writing off this passage of Scripture as saying, well, Paul is just saying things the way that they were in his day and not as God's Word to us, which I can't agree with. But I will tell you one thing, that all of this silliness goes away when you read the very first verse that we read today, verse 21. Submit yourselves to one another because of your reverence for Christ. If you look at that, then all of this other stuff just kind of goes away. It's just automatically done when you understand that that wives submitting to their husbands and husbands submitting to their wives, we do this because we love Jesus. And our union together as husband and wife is a living testimony to the world around us that this is how God loves his church. And when we start messing that up and we have divorces and all of these things, it destroys God's testimony of what it means to him to have the church, the bride of Christ. You know, it all comes down to respect. And Paul talks about that in verse 33. Every husband must love his wife as himself, and every wife must respect her husband. You know, we have to be true. We have to be loyal to each other. I don't talk to other women about problems that I'm having with my wife or situations in my family. That would be immoral for me. My wife is there. She is the one that I need to talk to. In the same way, my wife doesn't go talking to other men about problems that she may be having in the family or with me. That would show disrespect for me and for the family. Now, we have each other, and just as we are one in Christ, so we are the body of Christ, the church. Amen. And so let's just go right back to verse 21. You submit yourselves to one another because of your reverence for Christ, and all this other stuff makes sense. All right, let's pray. Almighty God, teach me to be obedient to your word in my relationships with others. May all I say and do reflect your love and grace and give glory and honor to you. Amen. Well, our week together has come to an end. Join me Monday morning when we're reading Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 24, where the Apostle Paul continues his discussion of household relationships and encourages believers to clothe themselves in the spiritual armor of God. And I hope to see you Sunday morning in church. Had a wonderful turnout today. I hope we can make it even a bigger turnout this coming Sunday. But if you can't make it to chapel, I know some people are planning on being on vacation. Please don't forget to join us. As long as you have internet access, you can turn on your cell phone and join us over the Zoom program or over Facebook. And so either way, we look forward to seeing you this coming Sunday. God bless.